here in Boone.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to Norman Knight. I'm back here live. This is Norm. I'm talking to you. I'm here in Bowie, Maryland, and we're going to have a show again. We're going to be on for an hour tonight, and, well, we got a lot of things to talk about. You notice I didn't start with any music tonight. I'm looking for something new. I got a little tired of, I got bad habits, because who knows, maybe I got rid of all my bad habits. I sure hope so. A lot of things have changed in the last couple months. Number one, more on Monday night. I did try to try it on Wednesday night, but that really was pretty difficult for me because on Wednesday nights, you know, I teach some chess way out in Northern Virginia, and it's quite a trek to get back home. And to be perfectly honest, as much as I like doing Norm at Night, and as much as I've liked doing Norm at Night over the past few years, I am just worn out after I make that long drive. I'm not kidding. Washington, D.C. might be one of the worst places in the United States to ever drive a car. But anyway, if you want to be the first to call on the new Norm at Night show, of course, you can call me at 347, the same old number, 347-945-6713, and I'll be happy to talk to you. I'm going to open a chat room. I didn't even think about that. Because to be honest, I'm not 100% sure I'm going to get many people, and sure enough, there's nobody in my chat room except me. So if you want to come to the chat room, just log in to blacktalkradio.com/normatnight, and you'll appear in the chat room. And just like always, if you're in the chat room, I'll keep your identity secret. I'll do it if you call in on the regular channel also, of course. But Norm at Night is now on the air, and I'm really kind of happy here. So we'll see what happens. So what are we going to talk about tonight? Oh, gosh, there's so much to talk about. I have been looking at, or actually just watching, the Chris Hayes show on MSNBC. Everyone knows I'm a real MSNBC fan, no matter if the host is the conservative Morning Joe or the ultra-liberal Chris Hayes, who I just finished watching. I can even put up with Mika Brzezinski now and then, but somehow I think she's just reverting to form. I just don't understand why she has to act like she's been acting the last year or so on the show. It's just beyond me. She's a smart woman. She comes from good genes, and why she has to keep acting like, I don't know. I don't want to say anything that I'll regret in the future. I'm just not impressed with what she does. But I'm also, to be perfectly honest, I used to love Al Sharpton and his show, and I used to watch it religiously every day. But I'm really beginning to... he just sounds the same every single night, and he just shouts at you from his perch there at MSNBC, you know, at Rock, or what do they call it, 30 Rock, whatever that place is. But here I am, you know, just plugging along on my, oh, I don't know, this computer must be worth about $50 now. I got a microphone in my hand. I grabbed at a yard sale here in Bowie. I don't know. I bought a whole bunch of microphones, headphones, earphones, whatever phones. And, well, everyone knows I'm a teacher, and, you know, kids in school have taken them and whatever. I'm not complaining about that by any stretch of the imagination, and I really want you all to know that. One of the things that I definitely want to talk about tonight, yeah, I know the President of the United States, Barack Obama, he is the President, and he'll be the President for at least the next two and three quarters years. Yes, I'm a Democrat, a card-carrying left-wing Democrat. Of that, there is no dispute. However, the bloom is off the presidential flower. Yes, I voted for Barack twice. I don't know if you voted for him twice or not. But I sure did. And I don't regret those votes by any stretch of the imagination. I really didn't have any choice. I mean, I was never going to vote for the senator from Arizona, and I would never vote for Mitt Romney. So it was easy. But I am a bit disappointed in the president's activities as the president, especially of late. I'm glad we have the Affordable Health Care Act. I'm not happy that, and in my view, this is what happened, that the president either lost the belly for or was in cahoots with the insurance agency, or not cahoots, but in agreement with the insurance agencies not to fight, or insurance companies, not to fight his health care bill, because to be perfectly blunt about it, they're getting pretty rich from it. I'm a single-payer health care fan. Yes, that would put the insurance companies out of business. And I'm really sorry and sad about that. Oh, and one thing that if we ever do go to single care, I would like, if you get a medical license or a license to practice medicine in the United States, you are not allowed to refuse patients who come to you with single-payer United States National Health Insurance. You may not just work on private patients who pay for their own health care. And you shouldn't get any special privileges just because you got a lot of money. Anyway. But that's not what I was intending to talk about. If you want to give me a call, that number is 347-945-6713. I don't know if my old bud from the West Coast is going to call me, because I don't know. Hey, we got a guest. Hey, 7717, welcome to Norm at Night. What would you like to talk about? Oh, my God, 7717 logs out as fast as he logged in. Oh, my Lord, they thought Norm had died. Well, I'm not dead. I'm here, and I'm going to be here every Monday night at 9 o'clock. If somebody else had called, maybe you could hear some voice other than my old gravelly voice. Yeah, I'm going to get to the topic tonight. I'm going to get to the topic about the Ukraine and what I think is happening there in the Ukraine. But first, I don't know. I'm just so happy to be back and have the microphone in my hand. And I'm just waiting for my first caller because that would be so excited. I just had my first guest in the chat room. He got out of there as fast as he got in. Maybe you're going to give me a call there. Guest 7717, you can reach me at, as well as anybody else, all 50 lines are open right now, 347-945-6713. That is the call-in number, and I sure would like to hear from you all. Oh, I could even call somebody. That might be fun. I don't know what's happening. I'd love to play a big boy little song, but I better not. At least a guest logged in and wasn't a completely wasted half hour or however long I stay on tonight. I would really like a call. The topic. Tonight I want to talk about the Ukraine. First of all, does anybody know where the Ukraine is? Well, just in case there's any doubt about the fact, it lays, or lies, I'd never get that right, lay or lie. If there's any grammar teachers out there, give us a call, 347-945-6713, and we will try to get lay and lie all cleared up. But anyway, the Ukraine is right next to what we used to call the Soviet Union, is now called Russia, and has been called Ruskaya for the last 1,000 years or so. And there's a couple of things I think historically that we need to know. Number one, the capital city of the Ukraine is Kiev. Kiev is also the place where, mythologically, the Russian state, the two brothers, Rurik and, It's been a long time since I was studying Russian mythology, but I did. But the Russian state founding myth centers in Kiev. I cannot imagine the Russian state not holding or wanting to hold territoriality over its former mythological capital. Moscow did not become the capital of the Russian state until towards the end, in fact, with the overthrow of the Mongol conquest. So there is a historical connection between at least Kiev and the Russian state. Now the Crimea, which lies way to the south, if you'll notice, the Crimea is on the Black Sea. Maybe global warming will help us here, but until something happens, the Russians don't have a 360-day or 365, whatever, ice-free port, except in the Crimea and the Black Sea. And if you look at a map, all of you out there, if you look at the Crimea and the Black Sea, you will see, by the way, the Russians and the Brits fought a war over Crimea, and the result is easy to assume, particularly if you go listen to the Charge of the Light Brigade. But anyway, the Crimea, where, by the way, the Russian fleet still sits, is the Russians' only access to a warm water port that opens to the Mediterranean Sea. Now, they still have to go through that perilous strait of the Bosphorus, you know, to get at the little strait that travels from the Black Sea to the Mediterranean Sea. And that has been a Russian strategical aim for as long as there has been a Russian czar. Although I don't think Putin's a czar. I don't think he's definitely not absolute. I might not understand Russian democracy, but somehow they pick people. Putin always has not always been the president. I mean, we in the United States should not be throwing stones at anybody. I mean, we've had Bushes and Clintons forever. We're liable to get another Clinton. And, well, anyway, and then there's Mr. Obama. No, I don't think he's weak. In fact, I think his foreign policy is misguided, but I don't think he's a weak man. I do not think he was is as smart as I originally viewed him as, especially after the way he was outsmarted in Syria by Mr. Putin, who I think we've all underestimated. He may do some really wacky things, but don't ever underestimate him because he's very smart. He's very good and very successful in diplomatic relations. And so why do I bring Syria up in a conversation about the Ukraine? Because once the Russian ship goes through the strait and gets into the Mediterranean Sea, of course it has to be serviced. Just like our fleet is serviced in Naples, Italy, the Russian fleet is serviced by a port in Syria. So now we see that the Russians have a vital, or have vital in the plural, not a, but many national interests, particular national interests that are tied to, at least in Mr. Putin's mind, to its very existence as a nation. I do not believe that the President of the United States really quite understands how vital, these are vital national interests. If we try to interfere with the Ukraine, and so when Mr. Khrushchev tried to intervene in Cuba, the Russians are going to have to do something. And in case you want to know what can the Russians do, they're just a second-rate nuclear power. Well, they're way more than a second-rate nuclear power, world power. They're a nuclear power, and they got plenty of missiles. And they're all on launch pads. I guess where they're pointed. I'm willing to bet most of them are pointed at us. They might still have a few pointed at the Chinese, but not many. Most of the Russian missiles, I'm willing to bet, are pointed at us. So we start listening to these hawks and these crazies about whether or not, you know, what were some of the ideas? Oh, let's put more missiles in Poland and let's cut off all Russian trade around the world. Well, let me tell you something. Hey, 8375, welcome to the Norm at Night Show. I'm so glad you're here. If you want to say something to the issue at hand, just write it down. I'll relay it to the audience. And if you want to call in, it's 347-945-6713. I would love to have somebody to talk to as we march on down to the 920 mark. Anyway, it is in the Russians' vital national interest. And if we keep up this game, the Russian tanks are just going to roll right into the Ukraine. Now, it's really very interesting. Nobody seems to be willing to talk about was the deposed president of the Ukraine, the first one, was he legally elected? Because if he was, and we perpetrated a coup or encouraged people in any way, I think we violated international law. It's none of our business, and we should stop. So if you have any ideas on this subject, either write them in the chat room, and I'll relay that conversation to the audience. And remember, everything we say on here is recorded for future broadcasts. And so you can come back and hear yourself talk. But until that time, we are live here in Bowie, Maryland at 347-945-6713. I'd love to hear from you. It's going to get crowded next week once the word is out that Norm at Night is back. Okay, so what do you think? What do we do if the Russian tanks roll? And what should we do to keep the Russian tanks from rolling? Was the former president of the Soviet Union, of the Ukraine, who is now in Moscow, well, in Russia anyway, was he legally deposed or not? Did he have the right to tell his security forces to open fire on those protesters? I don't know the answer to that. But it's not to be determined by a mob. Although, yeah, I am a lefty, and we do tend to like mobs, but not violent ones. And I really don't know if this, I can't imagine the soldiers firing on their own people if there wasn't provocation, or if, I don't know. I just don't know. I'm so baffled by the whole thing. And if you don't want to talk about the UK, 3575 is logged out too. If you don't want to talk about the Ukraine, you want to talk about something else, by all means, 347-945-6713. I haven't talked this long in, well, quite a while. I guess the word is getting out there. Unfortunately, I don't have any music to play. And I don't know. It's just so baffling because I forgot to get my cup of coffee. You know, and so I'm really very pooped. So give me a call, 347-945-6713. We can talk about the Ukraine. Oh, another big issue is the charter school ban. I mean, these are all things I like to talk about. The charter school controversy going on in New York City. I would love to talk about that if there's any teachers out there. Or if you do really want to talk about the relationship between Russia and the Ukraine, I would love to talk about that till the cows come up. But that's where we are right now. This is becoming a one-way conversation fast, and where I'm used to that, I don't think I'm going to continue this much past 9:30 unless something positive happens. Because I've run out of things to talk about. Because I figured some people would come and help me talk about the Ukraine, but apparently that's not the case. And I don't have a lot of in-betweens, you know? Hey, I got some more. I don't know. 8764 logs in, logs out. 8375 logs in, logs out. Wait, 75, are you still? Yeah, you're still here, 8375. Welcome. Write something in the chat room. Let me know you're alive. My voice is about to give out. Officially, I got 30 minutes to go. I don't know if I'm going to make it. Oh, boy. It's really hard, you know. You get out of practice. There really isn't a lot of stuff going on now either. There is that airplane that went down in the South Pacific somewhere, the South China Sea, that disappeared without a trace and can't find it. Isn't that something? It is 2014, you know, not 1938. But apparently, there are still places where radar doesn't get to. Hey, 9057, welcome to the Norman Knight Show. You're there comfortable in the chat room. One of you people would like to come on and give me a call, 347-945-6713. Does anybody know what a twerk is? I have no idea what a twerk is, and I would love to know. 8375, since you're the only person here, what's a twerk? Somebody help me. As we're about to round the half-hour poll and head for home the final 30 minutes. I don't know if I'm going to make it. I'll tell you, I did have some very nice dinner this morning. Well, I got another log in at 3-4. Very interesting. If you were talking about Russia, oh, there's one other thing I wanted to talk about with the Ukraine, and I don't know. This is rather a sensitive subject, and I don't see anybody talking about it. I think it needs to be talked about, and that was the role of the Ukrainians in the Second World War. And I guess, to be perfectly honest, those Ukrainians, well, they helped the Germans kill a lot of people, and I'm just going to leave it at that. They greeted the Germans as liberators from Stalin, and maybe they were, but before too long, they realized that the Germans were there to kill everybody. Well, I shouldn't say everybody, just lots of people. And anyway, that's just pretty much it. I had a wonderful day teaching school today. Yeah, most of you regular listeners to the Norman Knight Show know I'm a school teacher. And I teach at a place that has very progressive ideas. And today, I had the distinct pleasure of talking some more about the Suez Crisis with a student who wasn't there. The amazing thing is you ask people in the world if they even know where the Suez Canal is, and many people I've talked to don't. If you know where the Suez Canal is, Give me a call at 347-945-6713. While you're dialing, I'll tell you, it runs from the Red Sea to the Mediterranean Sea. And if you're going to ship oil to Europe or any other goods that are coming from the Far East by ship, if you go through or are able to go through the Suez Canal, you are able to save yourself the trip around the whole peninsula or the whole tip of Africa. And that's a long voyage, even in today's modern time. So the Suez Canal crisis, in a little heartbeat, the Egyptians in 1956 under Gamal Abdel Nasser actually wondered, why should the British and the French be getting all the revenue from the Suez Canal when it passed through Egyptian territory? And so Nasser, who deposed the king, King Farouk, I think was his name, but I'm not 100% sure about that. When Nasser deposed the king, he became a very, he was a colonel in the Egyptian army. He became a very popular leader, and so he nationalized the Suez Canal. And for those of you, to nationalize means it's simply taken over by the government. It would be like if the United States government nationalized the oil industry, or if they nationalized health care. And no, the Affordable Care Act is not a nationalization of health care. It's a national health care plan, which means it goes across the entire country, but it is not a nationalized health care. And I cannot believe how people just throw that around. But anyway, back to Suez. Well, the British and the French got a little upset when the Egyptians take their canal. And so they literally threatened Nasser with war. I mean, this is in 1956. Thank the Lord, President Eisenhower, you know, we're finding out more and more about this guy. Even though he's a Republican, I'm starting to give him some begrudging respect, because what he did was tell the British and the French that you're not going to war. And I think he made it quite clear whose side the United States would be on if fighting did break out in the Suez Canal. Hey, FF1, welcome to the, FF11, sorry. Welcome to the Norman Knight Show. And I got a few people in the chat room, and if you want to say something, by all means, it would make the show go a lot easier. Just so everybody who's coming in, if you've never been here before, I usually stay on for about an hour. I've taken a two-month, just relaxing, stepping back. My daughter got married in December, and that was quite a thing. And, somebody's typing, hot dog. Our first comment on the new Norman Knight Show, but I used to be on Tuesday twerking. Modern butt shaking? Holy mackerel. Maybe I could do some twerking at a variety show or something somewhere. Modern butt shaking. Well, we'll leave that one off where, you know. Anyway, FF11, thanks. Why don't you call in and we can talk about twerking? That's 347-945-6713. And you can talk to the fat left-hander with the Catholic Social Conscience. I think that's what it says on the webpage. Hey, speaking of that, there was just a national election in El Salvador. And I don't know if the FLN guy won or if the right-wing candidate won. It was too close to call this morning, and they're going to have, I don't know how they're going to decide it, but the right-wing president, the right-wing guy, has publicly stated that if he doesn't win, he's ready for war. the Civil War in El Salvador ended in 96, I think. They talked peace for 4 years, from 92 to 96. And anyway, and if I say anything outrageous that you think is wrong, 347-945-6713 is the number, and you can call in. But anyway, back, oh, God, I must have one of those learning disabilities, because I go from topic to topic to topic to topic, and I do. But anyway, back to the Suez, there was a British member of parliament, a Welshman. His name was Bevan. I can never pronounce his first name, but one of my students in the history class was analyzing a speech that Bevan gave on the Suez crisis, and that made me feel very happy, because we were talking about the Suez crisis in class, and he took that idea over to another group of people, which was pretty cool, and they were going to analyze the speech, and while we have a real interesting kind of class, and one of them is transdisciplinary learning, and it actually is developing its own way of being. And when we get cross-cultural shifts, that's a real interesting thing. I'm hoping that we can get more comments from the audience than simply telling me what twerking is. Again, modern butt shaking. Wow. Something else that I don't want to forget. I don't know how many of you have seen House of Cards on Netflix. It's one of their original series. They started with that innovation of putting the whole season out at once. Well, I binge-watched season one over the weekend. I was really going to try to watch them one at a time, but it's American political drama in Washington, D.C., and what goes on behind the scenes. I don't know how many of you know and like Kevin Spacey, but I know I've known him and I've liked him. Well, after watching House of Cards, I'm absolutely in love with him as an actor. The show is pretty amazing. There's a lot of different kinds of one of the people in the, in the chat room says, don't forget about American Beauty. Well, I haven't watched American Beauty, but I have many Kevin Spacey sightings around Washington, D.C., huh? That's pretty interesting. Annapolis as well. He's just great in this show. And then that the actress, although I don't want to tell you too much about it because I just started season two, Kathleen Mara, she was wonderful too. Somebody said, well, thank you. I'm not going to mention your name. Somebody, when I made the... it was with my tongue deeply in my cheek that I had a learning disability, and it's why I fly from topic to topic. Someone mentioned, and I thanked them for the comment, a wide range of knowledge and a facile mind. That's a very nice thing to say. But anyway, the reason I make that joke Yes, Kathleen Mary is a young journalist, the one who breaks the story. Well, if you do watch season two, well, what's the journalist's name in the show? I can't remember it now suddenly. I just can remember her real name. Zoe. Zoe something, anyway. She breaks a lot of stories. It deals a lot also with the whole idea of the new kinds of journalism and how it's dealing with the old kind, like the Washington Post, although they don't call it the Washington Post in the show. But Kathleen is really pretty cool. Oh, I just got another message that that the House of Cards is many college students, particularly in the newest group, House of Cards has become their favorite show. Anyway, I understand that the 19th of March is a student that I know, his name is Jordan, and it's his birthday, and he's loving college. And just keep tuning in to Norman Knight, because you get nothing except stories from Norm. I love to tell stories, and anybody that knows me knows that that's what I do best. And a good friend of mine told me over the week, sometimes I begin to question the method, and then I start telling stories and everything is really just fine. I do like a lot to tell stories. FFO, St. Mary's alum and my ex-roommate, Harry Beckstead. Really, he worked? Oh, God, I shouldn't have said that. But Harry works for House of Cards. Is that cool? Because it is a great show. 99, 97, welcome to the Norm at Night Show. Can you, I promise FF11, just give me a hint at who you are. I won't ever say it on the air. That's a promise if you're in the chat room. Oh my God, that is really cool. One of my old soccer players, a guy I coached on the soccer field, is actually just came into the chat room, and I'm really happy to see that. And I understand he's quite a illustrator and is an old budding career of his own, and I'm really happy for him because that young man has truly chased his element. And, yes, things are going well. My older daughter got married. My daughter Margaret's doing real well at her job. And everything's really cool here in Bowie, Maryland. As soon as I get this show done, I am going to go watch episode two of season two. Or actually, today is Monday. I do like Castle also. So anyway, things are starting to hop here as we close in on the 10 o'clock hour. But if some of you people just give me a call at 347-945-6713, I would be so happy to just talk to somebody on the air. Because I don't know if you've been listening since 9 o'clock, but my voice is starting to become a horse. I'm afraid somebody's going to ride it off. Well, actually, that was a shot at a joke and didn't come off as well as I thought. But anyway, here we go. I'm trying to think of, Governor Cuomo and The mayor of New York are now feuding over public schools and charter schools. That's a real tough question. Some people are calling charter schools nothing but test mills. You know, just the one thing that surprised me was the that they talked about on the Chris Hayes show tonight was the high rate. Hey, somebody's calling in. Hey, I think I remember this number. Hold on. Hold on. You're on with Norm at Night. Go ahead. Wait, why won't nine? Oh, come on. Oh, wait, there. There we go. I think he's coming. Are you on there with Norm at Night?
I think I am, yeah.
Oh, holy cow. I recognize his voice. We'll just leave it at that. How are you?
Not too bad.
I'm so glad. I wasn't sure how the message would get to you or not. But I
I logged into Facebook and I saw your announcement in my feed.
Good. I hope that would do it. I have another question for the Norman Knight audience because I started to feel my mortality because I got a message from an old college friend that, well, we had a little lunch table. We had lunch together most days, and one of the people died of lung cancer. I mean, we're only 63. That's too young to be dying in this day and age. And so it made me really sad. But I'm feeling healthy, if that. You know, what can I say? But I am losing weight. I haven't had a soda in almost 5 weeks now.
Cool.
I'm really kind of happy about that. Because they are just pure poison. However, I do not like legislation that says how big my soda has to be if I want to drink it.
Yeah.
Or if I want to smoke tobacco and kill myself, that I don't have the right to do that.
I'm not arguing.
But I don't smoke anymore. I haven't smoked in 1980, Greg was born in 82, 1984 was the last time I had a cigarette.
No, that's good.
That was the hardest thing I ever did after, never mind. Let's just say it's the hardest thing I ever did.
Yeah.
Just stopping smoking. Hey, all you people logging into the chat room, come on, say some things so you can join us. Everything's right with Norm at Night now. The co-host is back. We're good to go. And we'll be here every Monday at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, did you talk about the Crimea? I think that was your headline.
Yes, we did.
All done with that one.
In Kiev soon, not to worry. Not just the Crimea. Yes, we talked about it. We also talked about some of the things the Ukrainians, the saints, these wonderful people, did during the Second World War.
Oh, well, yeah, I kind of figured it might end up there, but the Ukrainians only got the Crimea when Khrushchev got drunk one night and gave it to them. I believe
maybe.
That's the story.
Really?
And so they, yes.
Well, you
so,
know.
And at the time, you know, the Soviet Union was intact. So it didn't matter who the hell had it. It was still part of the Soviet Union.
Well, Khrushchev was also known as the butcher of the Ukraine.
Yeah. There's never been a significant Ukrainian population in Crimea. Never in history. They're only 26% of the population now. And ethnic Russians are 58%.
Well, I thought it was even a little higher than that.
Yeah, well, then you have the Tatars, which have been moving back in.
Wow.
And they're like 12%. Yeah. Now, if anybody has a historic claim, they would, you know.
The Russians have the historic claim. I'm sorry.
Well, they did take it from the Tatars, but they owned it longer than anybody else. Let's say that.
Kiev was where the Russian state was founded. Then the Mongols came.
Yeah, in fact, the Tatars are the descendants of that invasion.
Right. And there was the Baku Khan. But the point is, it's a vital Russian national interest.
Yeah.
And do you think the Russians are going to let the Ukraine establish close ties with the European Union?
Well, they're probably not. Yeah, well, obviously trade deals would work well for them, but the Ukraine is a great source of food, you know, what can we say? And you've got all those pipelines running through there, that's a big deal, too.
Who was the last group of people that came charging into Russia?
It was the
Germans.
Germans, yeah. Prior to that, the Japanese.
And how many Russians died throwing them out?
Yeah.
20 million, give or take a mil here and there.
Oh, sure. I thought Hillary Clinton's statement comparing Putin or his government to government policy to the Nazi Lebensraum policy. That was incredibly insulting. The Russians consider World War II to them is the great patriotic war.
Right.
It's a major event, you know. I mean, what if Putin compared our American Revolution to Castro or something, you know? but that's why I'm saying Hillary Clinton is reckless. I never want to see her in that office.
Well, I'm just sick.
Reckless
just,
warmonger. I'm tugging your chain here.
This is like, if Hillary Clinton is the nominee, I would vote for her. I'm going to say something that probably somebody's going to come back and throw stones at me on the show, but... The person I hear talking things that I want to hear, this is hard to say, it's Rand Paul.
Absolutely. Although, now he did come up with some stuff today. He wants sanctions and, you know, economic measures, diplomatic measures. But he absolutely stopped short of anything military, of course, you know.
And you know what? Nobody really mentioned that people need to pay attention to. Yeah, okay, the Russians, they're not a great world power. But you know what they still have?
Yeah, of course.
Plenty of nuclear missiles.
Yeah, no.
Olympic missiles that have several warheads on each. And
Well, that's the whole deal. I mean, this is deterrence. Nobody will ever attack them because of that capability. That's what China thinks. That's what North Korea thinks. That's what Iran thinks.
Well, and the other... Putin... politically, internationally, he's just smarter than Obama, than President Obama.
Well, you know,
he just is.
Well, this is the thing. Putin doesn't have to answer to very many people. You know, when well, here's a good example. When the Iraq war was still going, and some Al Qaeda people killed some Russians.
Wait! I didn't know it ended.
Oh, okay. Well, since our involvement ended.
Okay. That's
all right.
All right.
When these Al Qaeda folks killed some Russian people down there, what does Putin say? He says, "I've ordered them to be killed." He doesn't say, "We're going to search for them and we're going to have a trial and an investigation." No, he says he ordered them to be killed.
That's essentially what the president did.
Well, but he had
to... They wrote findings. I mean, they didn't have big discussion. He just said, "Go kill them."
Yeah, well... Well, let's consider the Obama, assassination of Bin Laden. Now, did we not invade another country without their consent? Is this not any different from what we're accusing the Russians of doing now? Not on the same scale, but...
I mean, what if the Russians... Or what if the Cubans started sending drones to Miami Beach to kill anti-Cuban?
I think.
What would happen if they did that?
Yeah, we'd have a problem with that, I'm sure.
Of course we would. We should. And the other people should have a problem with us.
Yeah. So, have you seen that new carrier? The Gerald L. Ford? Oh, okay. I think it's in your area outside of Richmond.
We launched a new carrier? I didn't even realize that.
Oh, this is an entirely new class of carrier. They christened it, and it's going to go through 2 years of testing. And this thing, it will be drone capable. They'll be able to launch drones from all over the place. In addition to conventional aircraft, you know. But
what's the difference between a cruise missile and a drone?
And they have some new all kinds of crazy new stuff in there. You know how they use the cables when the planes come back down?
Yeah.
You know, right. Well, they have something else. They have some electromagnetic thing now that just stops them in their tracks. I don't know anything.
I'm just thinking about this now. I just got some information from Veterans Affairs about how if I'm not insured, I should look into the Affordable Health Care Act. But, you know, when I was in, they said, you know, you fly 15, 20 years, you're going to get either a cold cat or a cable's going to snap on landing and you're going over the side and hopefully you'll be able to eject.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that's no picnic either. I mean, I understand, that's pretty damn dangerous.
The flight inspector said they don't pay you health. They don't pay your flight pay because it's safe.
Yeah. Yeah, I had looked into VA benefits, but, you know, I would have been so low down the...
Wait a minute. I'm at the last minute here. Hey, everybody. Thanks for coming out. Norm at Night is back. We will be back on Mondays. I've had a ball here tonight. I really enjoyed it, and I'm really glad... You called from the West Coast. That was real exciting.
Yeah, and I talked to you in about 4 months or maybe longer. I don't know.
No, it's been a while. It's been since the wedding, since my daughter Karen's wedding. Well, 3.5 months.
Oh, okay.
And so it was a whole lot of fun, and In 10 seconds, we're going to be out of here. We're back. I'll have some music next week. And good night. Thanks for calling. Norm is signing out right now. I'm out of here. Good night, folks.
Good night, Norm. Take care.
All right.